Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi, hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo i rirangi o te hiko te ika, iwa tākou māwhitu, ira tahi te iarere. Ai, i runga i te wāia kōrero ko kahurangi Cindy Kiro, ai, ko te kāwana tānara i tēnei wā, te tuatahi o ngā wahine Māori tū ki runga i tēnei tūranga i tēnei wā, no reira, me tāria ke tātou ki aia a tēnā koe kahurangi Cindy.
Tēnā koe, Joel. Ki ngā iwi katoa. E hakarongo mai ki tēnei waia.
Ai, nei rā, timi atu kia koe hei whaiwa ki te kōrero kia hau te rangi nei. E pāna ki tō tūranga, ko koe te tuatahi, te wahine tuatahi i tū ki tēnei tūranga hei kāwana tānara mo Aotearoa. O, nō reira me timata tāua, ko wai koe nō hia koe?
Nō te kai tukarau, tokarau nō ngā puhi nui tonu, ngō Ngāti Hine, Ngāti Kahu, Ngāti Rehia hoki. My grandmother lived in Te Ahuahu in the north, and my grandfather over at Mangakahia side. She grew up also, my grandmother, part of her life at Waitangi. So we still have connections right round to Cape Brett. So right around that northern midsection, lots of bones, lots of relatives, and I still consider Te Taitokero my home, and I still have a home. In fact, our home, my husband and I's home, is in the north, and always love coming back to there.
And also heard a few Ngāti Kahu making their ties to you as well out there on the East Coast. Hoia no rā me tāurea ke tātou ki te kaupapa nei, te kōrero o tō tūranga nei. What has been the pinnacle of the journey so far since being appointed as the very first Māori woman of Aotearoa in this position as Governor-General?
I think the swearing-in ceremony was pretty hard to beat. It was a moment of great tradition, and, you know, obviously we needed to follow all of the protocols. It was pretty amazing to be wearing that kahu kiwi by Dame Hetit. That was incredible. I was really honoured that Te Papa were prepared to loan it to me, and then to discover that two previous Governor Generals had worn it. So I didn't know that. So, you know, now that kahu kiwi is invested with a history of this kind of ceremony and this kind of position. The key thing, I think, Joel, is I might be the first Māori woman, but I won't be the last. I'm sure that there will be Māori women who will lead this country in many, many ways, as they have led, you know, particularly in iwi and in communities and in hānau and whānau and hapū. They will lead, I'm sure, in the future as well. But I also have, of course, my connections to Britain, to England in particular. My husband's family are from Davis, are from Wales. His mother's family, the Allens, are from England. So we have strong ties there. And his brother, my brother-in-law, lives in Ireland and has lived there for many years. So strong affinity to the connections that we have there and to my own whakapapa, which takes me back there to the north of England and even into Scotland. So, you know, we are a complex mix, aren't we? We're a marvellous history and resilient peoples who can actually celebrate all parts of what we bring to our lives and also our mokos. So, for example, I have two mokopuna, two boys, two grandsons. Their mother is from Chile, so they are half Chilean, and they speak three languages. So they speak Spanish, they speak English, and they speak Te Reo. And, you know, that's really a sign of the future of this country, that kind of marriage of our reo, our honouring of our reo, but also the English language, which is the language that most of us grow up in, surrounded by, but also increasingly our use of te reo, both within mainstream and within our own homes, within our kāinga. And in their case, they grew up speaking Spanish as a first language because their mother's first language is Spanish, and their abuela, their grandmother, and their tata, their grandfather, are Spanish speakers. So I have a lovely little story, if I can share it with you. My youngest moko, who's named Miharo, the eldest moko's named Kahu. The youngest one, Miharo, when he was learning to speak, he would pronounce all his English words like a native Spanish speaker. So when he was telling us that he's joking, he'd say, "I only yoking. I only yoking, Nana. I'm joking." I loved it. I love it. I thought that that was a sign of his fluency in a language that he'd grown up with, his mother's language, and his grappling with his te reo. And I can tell you he sings a pretty mean waiata now. He's very proud of his kapa haka group. And if ever we need a waiata tautoko, he's the one that does it. So he's only eight, but, you know, he's full of kaha for his reo and for his language and culture.
And that all helps when in a position like this to not only simply have an intellectual background, but to have the different whānau connections that help you in those hard times and even in the best to remind you that we are a human and we remain close to the people that we are here to support. So now I'd like to ask you about, now that you are in this position, what is the focus for you as the Governor General, and what do you hope to bring to this role?
Good question, Joel. I have a big part of the role is ceremonial and constitutional. So I do things like chair the Executive Council. So people may be aware or may not that there are three arms to government. One is the legislative and parliamentary chamber, so that's where laws are made, and that's what people are used to seeing, so the Prime Minister and Cabinet, for example, and then the Speaker of the House who controls the legislative chamber. That's one arm. Another arm of government is the judiciary, so that's headed by the Chief Justice, and you would have seen her, Dame Helen Winckelmann. She was the one that I swore my oaths with at the swearing-in ceremony. So she heads the justice arm as an independent arm of government. And the other arm of government is the Executive Council, which I now chair as the Governor-General. So that includes the senior cabinet ministers and the Governor-General. It's presided over by the Governor-General. And that's another arm of government, the Executive. So the executive, the legislative, and the judiciary are the three arms of government, and we are all supposed to act as a kind of check and balance for each other. So I'll be doing those sorts of that kind of work, including something that people will see if you follow on Facebook, previous governors general, lots of the honours. So you will see people who are receiving honours almost always for amazing community work or sporting achievement or contribution in some way, including private ones that are held for the New Zealand Defence Force or for the other forces. And so the ceremonial and constitutional, but about a half of the job is work with community organisations. So Governor-General, like myself, are usually patron to about 150 organisations, including, for example, I'm prior of the Order of St. John, which many people will know. So being involved with St. John, being involved with lots of other organisations, and increasingly I want to be involved through my strategic program of community outreach, with children, young people, with communities who haven't had a profile, particularly low-income communities, those working in youth mental health, those working with homeless people, those working with people who are pōhara or those with disabilities. I want to give a profile to organisations and the kind of heroes that are just getting on with the work of helping people who basically need our support. So you will see that there's a big commitment to working with those organisations and those communities, and you'll also see a very strong theme around climate change and preservation of the environment, our native flora and fauna. I really want to recognise, acknowledge and highlight the work that's being done to preserve our Papatūānuku, Ranginui, you know, Te Wānui a Tāne, all of the things, Te Moana. So I want to do that and also work with our Pacific cousins, so Moana Nui a Kiwa. So you will see these as themes that emerge through the kind of mahi that I do, which is about half of my role. And, you know, I'm sure I shall make it to the far north, to Te Hiku, and there'll be an opportunity to kōrero again and to meet your local heroes, many of whom I have met in my various mahi and also with whānau connections. I have two first cousins living there in Yorohe, whom I visited earlier this year. And had a lovely time catching up with them. But kia koutou e ngā whānau mā, e ngā tangata rā koutou kātou, ngā mihi nui kia koutou.
Ai, tika tonu. Ai, rawe rawa wero o ngā kōrero. And I just want to touch on the fact that you currently stand as the 22nd Governor General of Aotearoa. But I also want to ask, you know, what impact will this have for women as future leaders to inspire mana wahine to dream big, as you are now the fourth woman to be appointed as the New Zealand Governor General out of the 22 that have stood before us?
Well, you know, anei te wā o māreikura. I always remember Te Wārihi Hetaraka saying to me, you know, this is the time of māreikura. And I think koina, tituru ki tērā, you know, the fourth woman, look at the governor, look at the prime minister, look at the leader of the opposition, look at the chief justice, ngā wahine katoa. Ki ngā kōtiro Māori, ki ngā wāhine Māori, you know, I know it's easy to say there's a hard road and a lot of work, but actually we can achieve a huge amount. And I'm also mindful that you don't have to be in positions like that. You know, I think of the Kuia Kaumātua and even my grandmother, who was a formidable woman, who was involved with Māori wardens, who was involved with, you know, local community gardens, and who was a JP, who worked with gangs in South Auckland when they first moved down. And, you know, I think of her as a formidable legacy. She got out there. She was amongst it, and she always demonstrated a brutal honesty sometimes, a strength and courage, but also a manaaki. She didn't judge people. She actually got her hands in there and helped them and then tried to guide them. And I think that's a real role model for me.
Ai, kaore, kore, tautoko marika, wero o ngā kōrero, ko tēnei te wā o te māreikura, ko koe tētahi o wero, ko kōrero o kē, wētahi o mātai whanaunga, mō whāia whina mā, me tōna hekenga iho, tōna kōtiro, hana, ere, kōtire, kuia e wēne enei rā, whae hine rangi puru, nā rātou, wēnei o ngā kaupapa e kawe nei e neira. We are coming to the end of our kōrero, but I really do want to ask, at times like this, we are looking forward to have ones like yourself come and join these small rural communities, and as you said, bring some light to those everyday heroes who just get on with the mahi and do the work. So, up here in Te Hiku o Te Ika, we have had many of those throughout the years, and small acknowledgements here, but what are some final kōrero or final messages that you would like to give out to our listeners here throughout Te Tai Tukiro and up here in Te Hiku o Te Ika?
I think, I'm mindful, for example, my cousin Richard is working on a voluntary basis with a local trust who deal with people who've got intellectual disabilities. And one of the big, most successful things that they've been doing is that they've been making a garden, which, you know, creates food, but also teaches them how to grow things, how to understand the natural world and to interact with it. And there's so many positive things that I can see come out of that. I follow him all the time. I stay in touch and he's explained it. I just think those kind of initiatives, the kind of mahi that's going on at that scale, working with people who could easily have been dismissed or forgotten, and showing them love and kindness, to me, that's the most beautiful thing. It's already going on there. More of that kind of mahi. And people keeping hope. You know, there's always a better tomorrow. There's always an opportunity for us to unite as a country, and we're showing this. We've shown this with the first load of COVID. We're showing it again with, the iwi leadership around vaccination and also with other leadership about what's happening in the far north. We can do this. We can remain and even blossom more as a thriving, resilient peoples. Te Heku, well, what better place could you have to live than there in the far north, except, of course, my own home, which is in Whangarei.
Ai, ngā mihi anō ki a koe, hei whaiwā ki te koro o ki a haui, te rangi nei e pāna ki tō tūranga, te wahine Māori tuatahi ga tū, hei kāwana tianara mō Aotearoa, he tino tauira tēnei mō mātai whanaunga ki te whai atu, pēra ki tō koro ko tēnei te wā o te Mārei kura, nō reira, kia mātāra, kia ora.
Kia ora, Joel.
Ai, ko Kahurangi Cindy Kiro Tera, ai, no ngā puhi whānui, no Ngāti Kahu, no Ngāti Hine, ai, me wero ono hono ngāki, Ngāti Rāra nā hoki, wero ngā wāhi ki tā wāhi hoki, hoia nō rā, koiara ngā kōrero mō tēnei Mārei kurei, tēnei wā. Mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hikua tika, iwa tikau māwhitu, ira tahi te iarere.